This is Senator Al Simpson. Our economy is finally showing signs of new strength, and this spells trouble for lusting Democrats wanting to be president. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, with 7 months until the election, I really don't know how you partisan purveyors of gloom and doom will be able to go on convincing the people that this great nation is headed for the gutter, but I'm certain you'll keep right on trying. Ted, America is on the mend. Industrial production was up a rate of 7.2%. Home sales have risen 11% this year. Retail sales have jumped almost 5% as well. George Bush was right, Ted. Your damaging and damning babble about how America can't compete anymore is but election year nonsense. Ted, your recent tax increase bill would have put us right back into another recession. Right where you want us, eh, Ted? Is that your upbeat vision for the future? The voters have a vision, too. The Democrats will be packing their bags and out of D.C. in December.
Light at the end of the tunnel, Al. Recovery just around the corner. You and the administration are forever looking for good news with a microscope. Few impartial observers, and that includes 250 million American people, think the capsized economy is finally righting itself now, or ever will, without better leadership. That's the trouble with laissez-faire economics. The Bush administration's motto is, don't just do something, stand there. You think what goes down will eventually come back up, without any help. Nonsense, Al. It didn't work for Herbert Hoover, and it won't work for George Bush. At least the Democrats have a plan. Use the peace dividend from winning the Cold War to invest in jobs, education, research, and development. End the free ride for the wealthy. Make them pay their fair share of taxes. Reaganomics ruined the economy and bankrupted the country, Al. People understand it's time for a change. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on Entitlements. Tune in tomorrow in the Mutual Broadcasting System.